Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, where's Emma and Tony got to? Oh, hang on, got a message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Sorry, I'm not going to make it. I'm just up to my neck. I'm pickling onions at the minute.
Oh, Emma's blown me out again. I don't know. I can always rely on Tony, though. Oh, another message.
Oh, hi, Steve. Really sorry about this, but I'm not going to be able to get across. I've got a massive leak.
He's not coming either. Oh, I know how to get him into the room. Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast.
Here's the Kitchen Garden magazine podcast.
You can now listen to the Kitchen Garden podcast through Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Kitchen Garden podcast. Hello and welcome to podcast 74 from Kitchen Garden magazine. And the theme for this month is spring is in the air. So does spring feel like it's in the air for you guys?
Oh, well.
Of course it does.
Of course it does, yes.
Yay. Yes. Yeah, we're all looking forward to sowing our seeds, aren't we?
Yes. I mean, when does spring start, though, really? Yes, officially?
That's a very good question.
See, I had to look this up because I actually don't know.
Answers. I'm very glad about that because I haven't got a clue.
Well, apparently it can vary, you see. So, yeah, apparently the astronomical start of spring is March the 20th.
Cosmic,
that's
right.
When the, you know, the equinox is sort of 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness, is equal. Okay. So that's the astronomical. But meteorologists apparently tend to say it's from March the 1st.
Okay.
Yep. And then, of course, you've got the phenologists.
Who?
Well, phenology is a study of sort of seasonal changes, you know, when the first buds open, the first snowdrop, the first daffodil.
Okay.
And of course, you know, it can vary obviously from year to year. So,
So they haven't given us a date.
Well, no, there isn't a date.
It's
when the buds open.
Well, I suppose it will always slightly move. I mean, sometimes apparently, I think 2019 spring was quite early, because of the mild weather. It can vary a little bit, but I don't really know when you can say spring starts. Does it when the first daffodil opens?
I've
seen a daffodil.
Maybe for veg garden, it's when you sow the first seed in the soil.
Yeah,
then that's going to vary.
It's a bit early, can't it?
Yeah, well, temperature really, isn't it, for us? I suppose you will.
We never know what March is going
to
be.
Well, March is too early to sow it outside, really. Most parts of the country, isn't it?
I should say
even under cloches is a bit risky.
Yeah. I've only sown anything inside at the moment. A little while before I sow outside yet, I think.
I think we do a lot of that, don't we? Starting things off inside first.
Yes.
Because you can give them a bit of warmth and protect them a bit better.
Yeah. Tend to do that anyway, don't you? Get them out of the way of the pests, the slugs especially. This time of year, they're really hungry. But, so thinking about seeds, we've got a lot of seeds here in front of us, haven't we? Which we're very lucky to
do a shake.
Scent, shall we?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's been a nice loud one. Just to prove it.
The maracas have changed, haven't they?
What are you shaking then, Tony?
I'm shaking my Luz de Otona. I don't know if it's Luz or Luz. Which caught my eye because these are broad beans, and you know I like broad beans, and I'm always going on about them.
You are.
And now you need to pick them earlier, not late, blah, blah, blah. But you sow these in July and August. And I think Emma and I actually had some of these a few years back as plants.
Yeah, we did.
But you sow July, August, but you can actually harvest October, November.
Right.
Or you can sow November, January and then obviously harvest in the spring. But yeah, I definitely fancy sowing some of those in July, which obviously is not spring.
No,
you know, as they've sent them through to us, this is from Dobies. Looks an interesting broad bean.
Very good, yeah. Well, I've got another Dobies one here. I've got Guinness Record runner bean, which I've never grown, but apparently 40 to 50 centimetres long. So I think we'll sow some of these and have a bit of a challenge on.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So not tried them before, but that is one you might be sowing what, sort of April, May, I guess.
That's good if you if you enter your local produce shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely want to grow, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll give that a go.
I think one of the very first seeds I ever sow is tomatoes every spring. That's one of my first ones. So I'm going to grow honeycomb, which is a new one. Packet I've got here is from Sutton's. And that's a lovely tiny little orange cherry.
So it's a cherry.
It's a cherry and very, very sweet. But like if you're very familiar with Sun Gold, it's almost
I was just thinking it sounds like Sun Gold almost.
I think there must be a lot of breeding in it from Sun Gold. It's got to be because it tastes so similar.
It'd be interesting to grow both, wouldn't it, and compare them.
Yeah, I think there's much difference. Supposed to not split it because they do split a bit, the Sun Gold, but I don't think these ones do. But quite so much, but I don't know. We'll try them and have a go.
Try those, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Another one I've got is which I grew last year was a bean, dwarf bean, which is called Red Swan.
And
the pods are kind of a sort of pinky colour, so quite a nice colour actually. And it's an old variety.
Yeah. I've got that one from Fothergill's. I grew this last year. It's called Cucumber Swing. Which you can grow inside or outside, and they're sort of they're quite nice because they're not massive cucumbers, and sometimes it's hard to get through them all, isn't it? So these are just medium size, I suppose. All female, so you don't have to worry about bitter fruit. Grew mine inside last year in in a greenhouse, and
did you get a good crop?
Yeah, I did. They were very nice. So I should grow that one again. I can recommend that one. So that's from Fothergill's Cucumber Swing F1 Hybrid.
All My Reads gives you unlimited access to more than 100 specialist books, from history to mystery, rockets to royals, planes to trains, bikes to biographies, and much, much more. Access the digital books across multiple devices, including your desktop, tablet, and phone. All My Reads is just $4.99 per month. Visit allmyreads.com to find out more. Browse the extensive range of titles and try your first month for just 99 pence. Get ready to browse and begin.
There's another one here, which is a heritage variety from the Organic Gardening Seeds, and it's carrot... now, is it Gniff or Gniff?
Gniff.
It's a Swiss origin, which is probably why. It's spelled G-N-I-F-F. And it's a very old variety, and it's a purple-skinned carrot, but with a yellow centre. So that's really unusual. Yeah. So I bet that's going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, it's not quite... unusual, didn't it?
Purple carrots have been around for a very long time. I mean, they go back way before the orange ones, I think.
When you opened it up, it seemed to have a purple ring, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, around the outer part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be fun to try.
Definitely.
Well, I'll be growing peppers again, one of my favourites. I've got something I've not seen before, Cubo Orange. As it suggests, very bright orange fruits, quite chunky, quite fleshy. So they look quite good.
Organic Gardening Catalogue.
And that's from the Organic Gardening Catalogue, yeah. So many seeds you get. I can't see at the minute. But yeah, and there's another one called Tequila Sunrise, which sounds a bit like a cocktail, doesn't
it?
But these are sweet peppers that look like a chilli, so they're a bit pointed and they're a bit narrow. But they might be worth looking at. Again, and sort of start off green and turn orange. I mean, April's getting a bit late for sowing them, isn't it? But, you know, if you... you know...
You need a nice long growing season, don't you, really?
But it does say February to April, so probably get away with it.
Yeah, get a good summer.
Yeah.
A couple of nice sweet corns as well. shelf one, I think, of one. Well, I'm not saying, not sure if it's new or not. It's probably a heritage one, I'm not sure, but it's My Fair Lady. Oh, it's an F1 hybrid, so yeah. So I've not tried that one before. Give that a go. The one again you'd sow a little bit later, isn't it? So maybe in April, May.
Yeah, and there's this one, isn't there? Stage 3 corn, Prelude. Super sweet.
Yep, super sweet.
You find a lot of these breeding of sweet corn now, they're getting sweeter and sweeter. I think we grew one, I can't remember what it was called now, and it was amazing. So sweet that for my taste it was too sweet. And
you want a
sweet corn, but not a.
Yeah.
I found one variety I grew a couple of years ago, much too sweet, but was it lark you grew?
Lark, yeah.
Well, I had problems getting those germinating last year, but they are just about right in terms of sweetness, I think.
Yeah. No, I do know what you mean. They can be a bit almost sickly sweet, can't they?
Really?
Sure. So children probably love them, but good way of getting them to eat some veg, but just a bit too much.
So what's the first seed you're going to grow or sow then, Steve? What have you got any?
Well, it's usually my tomatoes and peppers.
Yes,
really. Yeah. I'm always late with it. I never give the peppers enough time, so I always end up sowing them in sort of end of March, April, which is, like you say, it's a bit late really, but so it's always a bit of a panic towards the end of the year as to whether you're actually going to get any ripe peppers or not. But we had a bit of warmth. I grew them in the polytunnel, and they were pretty good last year, especially the sweet peppers. Some nice sweet peppers. So it's going to be those, I think, just to get them going.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, probably kind of late April. I'll probably start putting some runner beans under cover in cell trays. Get them started.
You'll be sneaking in some of these Guinness record ones.
I really like the look of those.
Well, aren't we going to have a go at growing some long carrots as well, aren't we?
We're going to have a bit of a competition
to see who can grow the longest carrot.
Yeah.
So we can get those sown in March, perhaps, can we? March? Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think perhaps in a container, pipes.
We're going to do a drain pipe.
Pipes.
Yeah, but we all need it. We need a pipe each.
You're getting very serious now.
All the same length of pipe.
Okay.
And then we grow them in each have a pipe. And then when we'll get together with our pipes in the summer, open the pipes up and see who's growing the longest.
Are we going to trust each other? I mean, are we going to check? Have we got somebody checking, you know, there's not some,
usually checking,
you know, devious goings on.
Twice. I mean, you know, but Steve usually wins, doesn't he?
3 years ago, Steve,
it's disgraceful.
Mind that 1 year he won, wasn't it? Sue that did all the work, his wife.
She did most of the watering, didn't she? Well, that was it.
Didn't I? Can't trust anybody. Yeah. No, we should. We'll have a competition.
A bit of fun. The runner beans and the carrots.
Yeah.
What about outside? Any potatoes?
Yeah, I don't normally grow lots. I just haven't got the space.
Mostly
but,
in bags.
I grow a few earlies, a few earlies in bags. And I grew some in the ground last year, earlies. And rather than earthing them up, I tried some mulch, some strolch.
Oh, how did that go?
A straw mulch. Yeah, really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you haven't got a lot of room. Only a small space, there isn't really room to earth up like you might do traditionally. So just covering them over with something like that, or just grass clippings, just something to stop them going green. The tube is near the top of the soil, stop those going green.
So you just planted them, and then instead of saying anything up, you just
the usual
put the strokes on top.
That's it, I've topped it up now and again with grass clippings, grass clippings through the summer. And then they were
crop.
Okay. Yeah, not too bad.
It's good.
Quite pleased with those. Yeah, I think it was swift I planted.
Start sowing some lettuce seeds as well undercover.
Yeah, they're a favourite. Yeah. I'm determined this year not to buy any from the supermarket, any salads. I think through the summer, mind you, I always say this and then it gets really hot. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That really hot spell and everything
goes
to stomach.
You've got to keep sowing, haven't you? Because that's the problem I find, is you sow and then you forget, and then, of course, you need a succession. If you haven't got a succession, then you suddenly, they either bolt or they, well, you've eaten them all and then you haven't got any more.
Then you've got to wait for some more to come through.
You think of that packet of lettuce seeds, you probably get anything up to like 1,000 seeds, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's really tempting to to sow loads, but if you just pace yourself and sow a short row,
that's right.
Every 2 or 3
every
weeks.
Two weeks.
I mean, those mixed salad packets you get are brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, you get mustards and rocket and all
but
sorts
again,
in
But again, you sow a long row, don't you? And then they all go to seed because you can't eat it all.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just did it little and often.
Yeah. You've always got like a cell tray on the go, perhaps, and then you can plant out amongst other things like your sweet corn, can't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was thinking of trying that this year, just of sowing lots of lettuce, well, sowing some in the ground, but also sowing in cell trays.
Yeah.
So that when there's a gap, just put a few little plants amongst them, and then you've got bits of lettuce all over the place, hopefully, to harvest.
Yeah. All the seeds you get on front of your kitchen, we've got no excuse, have we? There's salads and all sorts on with the magazine this year, so we need to get sowing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
no time to sit around
excited,
here. Better get out there and get a few trays filled.
Well, it'll soon be summer. We've got to make use of spring. We've got to get out there.
Absolutely.
Busiest time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It all happens in spring.
Yeah.
Wherever it starts,
Whenever it starts, yes. But I mean, really, you've just got to watch the weather, haven't you? I mean, watch the weather, because it could be a late spring, could be an early spring. You've just got to kind of use your instincts and don't sow too early, but...
Yeah. Well, don't forget as well, anybody listening, that have you got any top tips for spring sowing or anything you're especially looking forward to getting in the ground, just let us know.
Yeah. Super.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime. Exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.